From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Monday said President Donald Trump has declared war on his country. The North Korean diplomat referred to the president's tweet, predicting our leadership will not last long. He said that gives his country the right to countermeasures, possibly including shooting down U.S. warplanes, even if they don't violate North Korean airspace. White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders denied the U.S. is at war with Pyongyang.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
In Washington Monday, South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-wha appealed to Washington to help the South manage North Korean tensions.
Indeed, it is very likely that North Korea will conduct further provocations. And under these circumstances, it is imperative that we, Korea and the United States, together manage the situation with astuteness and steadfastness in order to prevent the further escalation of tension.
She said there is still room for diplomacy, adding there cannot be another war on the Korean Peninsula. The consequences, she warned, would be devastating. A Zimbabwean pastor who's criticized government policy pleaded not guilty in a courtroom Monday to charges of trying to subvert the government. Ivan Mawarire faces a possible 20-year prison sentence. The trial follows his social media campaign of last year called #ThisFlag that urged citizens to speak out against the government's economic policies. Mawarire was arrested on Sunday by police after leaving his church's pulpit. His trial takes place against the backdrop of growing shortages in Zimbabwe of basic goods, including gasoline. This is VOA News.